این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. There is a story about Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, during his rule, which was extended to include the Arab Peninsula, Egypt, Iran, and many other areas, while it was he who was assigning judges. An individual from Yemen, living under the control of this very government, brought a lawsuit against the Imam, and the judge summoned Imam Ali, peace be upon him. When Imam alayhi salam arrived in the court, the judge tried to show respect for him, although the judge was really appointed by Amir al-Mu'minin himself. Imam said, "While judging, do not respect only one party. He and I should be equal." And after the judge issued a rule against Imam Ali, he accepted it cheerfully.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the self-building and combat with the self. In one of his speeches, he said that each one must begin with himself and adapt his conduct, views and deeds to Islamic decrees. And having thus corrected himself, then proceed to reform others. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's mentioning the very important issue that people sometimes, they don't live according to the Islamic teachings, but they want others to follow that. And this is the worst case. The thing is, when we are not performing something, when I am not practically doing something, I cannot say others to do that. For example, if parents, they lie to the kids, to the people around them. They cannot teach their kids to not to lie because the kids can see that, for example, like our parents are lying in their life. They use this trick or whatever name they want to name it to this thing, and they're stopping us. So maybe in a hidden form, maybe apparently, they do follow the parents as an ideal. So therefore, it is necessary. And Imam is saying that you need to correct yourself. If you do not correct yourself, you cannot correct the society. You cannot correct the others. You cannot bring the reformation for the others.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu
I just remember of Dr. Shariati, one of the Islamic scholars, by this saying that he said, like, when I was a kid, I used to say, like, I will change the world. And I did all my studies to change the world. And then later, when I was obviously an educated person, I reached to a place, I found out that I cannot make a change to the world. I cannot change the world. Whatever I say for the world, I cannot do anything. Therefore, I decided to change my country, to reform my country, to bring a reformation in my country. I strive for that, and I saw that I couldn't do this. And later, at the end of my life, I found out that unless until I do not reform myself, I cannot make a reformation in the society. Because when I change myself, my actions and deeds will explain to people how do I live, what I think. And when I change myself, I will be able to change my family. When my family is changed, my town will change. When town will change, the country will change. So the things of reformation or this process starts from oneself. And he has to reform himself first and then apply the things to the closest people who are around him, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.